nickname.
Give me an example of what a pet name would be.
Well, now, like in my family, my oldest daughter's name is Susan. And the younger children, well, we'd always call her Susan, but the younger children couldn't say Susan, so they started saying Susu.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she still calls Susu sometimes, you know, affectionately, you know. Uh-huh. And then one of my daughters is named Mary Elizabeth, and we call her Beth for short. And then Buddy, of course, is Virgil Harris Robes Jr., and we call him Buddy to keep from, we don't want to confuse him with his daddy, so we call him Buddy. We call him Buddy because Buddy means friend. We hope that he will be a friend to mankind, you know. And let's see, Laura. We made Laura's name into Laurie. I don't know why. I think that her little friends started saying they couldn't say Laura, you know, so they said Laurie. Laurie was easier to say than Laura. And so we call her Laurie.
When you were growing up, what?
Oh, you mean pet names? Well, I was always called my full name, Mary Jean. Mary Jean, by my mother and my father and my brothers and sisters and school teachers and all my friends except my grandfather. And he called me Grasshopper.
something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Buggy?
Okay, you put the baby in the buggy, then you go out and
push him. Push the buggy.
You had two children. You might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller, you say 1 year Bob
grew 5 inches.
And you tell him you certainly have
grown.
And you say you could almost see him
growing.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you say she
raised them.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking?
Anything else you tell them?
Oh, I'm going to spank you?
What would be harder than a spanking?
Beating? Well, we don't say beat. I would never beat a child, though, so I never would say I'm going to beat you because I just never would do that. I would spank them.
If you used a belt, would that still be a spanking?
No, you'd call that a whipping.
Mm-hmm.
You would whip them.
Spank us with
your hand? Right, or a paddle, or the fly swatter, or something like that. And I never hit one of mine, you know, around the waist or above the waist. I always got them across my lap, and they got it right on that fat place that I thought was the best place for spanking. Either that, the side of the thigh, you know, the side of their thigh. Because I always had a horror of, you know, hurt, you know, doing damage in some way. I have seen people slap their children and hit them on top of the head and everything, and I would just cringe. It was just nearly more than I could stand to see, you know.
I don't care how the kid would let it.
Well, you can get mad enough that you can do this. But you could hit them. They can make you so mad, you just don't know how they can irritate you. But now you got to remember that you're the grown up,
and
you're not a child like they are. So you've got to always keep control, discipline, control.
Well, I couldn't stay standing and watching and letting someone.
Well, they can slap you before you know it. They're going to slap you. I always try to keep my promises to my children, good and bad, and that is. The way I would do them, I never believed in spanking them in public, you know, or before anybody or anything, because it's bad enough to be punished without being humiliated.
Yeah.
But I would tell them, you know, I'd say, come here, I want to talk to you. And then I would whisper in their ear and I'd say, I'm going to embarrass you. Do you want me to embarrass you by spanking you right here before these people? Now, if you don't straighten